maybe I'm paraphrasing incorrectly, but is it sort of the idea of to have a, you know, a longer view of things? Like, it's not going to change today, but if we look long, change, progress can happen. Is that sort of the motivation for a song or an album like that? And my bigger question, honestly, is that album came out last year. We're in better off in some ways, but not in others. Do you still hold this optimistic look long philosophy in spite of it all?
Well, I mean, Emily wrote that song, so I'll have to ask her.
Okay. But,
but that was the idea, yeah. And it was the idea, and we both share that view because it's also, you know, something that we were taught by a lot of our mentors in activist movements and a lot of people of color especially, because they cannot survive their movements, and the longevity that they need has to be embedded in their spirituality and in everything they do. And it has to be their lens, because those battles are not won in short amount of times. And they're won and then they're lost again. And then they're won and they're lost again over and over again. So you, our mentors in those communities really instilled in us that idea that you have to have the long view or you can't survive, really, you know?
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that you aren't in the moment. You know, it means that you, it's a Zen sort of, you are always present, but always aware of the longer view, you know, which is, you know, that's kind of what we were trying to talk about. And yeah, who, I mean, who knew, you know, I mean, God, we were in England at Peter Gabriel's studio making that record with our favorite British musicians that are like our soul's compass, basically, and who we met at Lilith Therapy. So that was the other thing that gave us.
Nice.
And they were playing for Sinead O'Connor at the time. And we got to be good friends with Sinead and her band and played poker all the time, you know, after the shows. And basically the story is that I won the band in a poker game, but that's not really true.
Nice.
That's just our urban myth.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, there, so we're over there making a record with these guys. They're like our favorite people to play music with. And who knew?
John Reynolds is one of these guys, right?
Yeah. And who is John Reynolds, Claire Kinney, and Carol Isaacs, Carolyn Dale. You know, it was just this, I don't know, very soulful group of people. And who knew that there would be a pandemic? I mean, it's just crazy. You know, we're, it's like a year later, we're, you know, here, all our shows are being canceled and people are dying everywhere. It's just so heartbreaking. The, not the, our show part, who, I don't, that was like the least
the world in general. Yeah.
Just the, oh yeah. Hard. Yeah.
You did write Muster though, I believe, right?